How would you explain your typical day? Because I think them niggas think being an entrepreneur is easy. People, I personally would not categorize, and I'm sorry that I'm really coming out at you, dear, you know, online store vendors, but I don't think yours is an entrepreneur. Please, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but I'm sorry.
Someone said that they are just, how they be traders, I be online traders, don't
they? They be market people.
We
get WhatsApp.
We get WhatsApp.
Lucky, exactly. Lucky. But I would not categorize yours online vendors as, you know, as entrepreneurs. But the real entrepreneur, people think it's cool. Like, hi, what's up? You just see them on their Instagram, entrepreneur or studentpreneur or afropreneur. Like, there's a bunch of fusions that is weird as fuck, and it's really cool. See. But the life of
hi, my name is Abiola Dragbini, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast.
Yo, what's up? It's another Friday here. Hi, my name is Abiola Dragbini, and I want to welcome you to another episode of the podcast. Let's start by saying, how was your week? How did your week go? How did your week go down? Because mine was pretty interesting. Unlike the regular week that's always shitty, mine was amazing because, you know, it was kind of my birthday week. So there was a lot of things that, like, really went down that, if you want to know this gist, let's do like this. Let's have fun. If you want to know this gist about what really happened in my birthday, this specific and all of the parana. I got parana, by the way. All of the parana that I got, comment to my DM. Then let's see if we can have a podcast episode on it. And anyways, that was how my week went. How did your week go? How did anything interesting happen this week? Although this past week, a number of things that happened this past week that I really want us to touch before we go into the podcast, right? There's no good way to say this, but we lost someone this week. And it was really bad. It was really sad for, you know, I don't know. Don't let me dead describe, because this is like the intro of the podcast. But I just want to say that it was dear to all of our hearts growing up, Sansotan. And that was one thing that happened this week that was kind of the highlight of the week. And moving on. That was this week. Nothing really interesting happened this week. And I know that you've been expecting to hear a female's voice to shout "Wagwan," but she's not here for whatever reason. When next is coming, I give you the authority and the power to clear it up, because she deserves to collect money from her. Hannah has money. We did a giveaway last week. Y'all that partook and won. Thank you very much. If you did not partake, we would probably have, you know, part two. If you want to partake, meet us at the main podcast. You know the fucking vibes. And if you're new here, you're welcome to the podcast. I don't know, just know that this is an amazing podcast, worth all of your time. Don't go nowhere. For the old timers, get your popcorn ready, get your whatever you do that you, maybe it's your babe that you want to go and get when you know you're listening to the podcast, or it's your laundry that you want to get, or whatever thing that makes you feel at home with the podcast. Do this. Don't go nowhere. We're going to come back in a minute. You know the vibes. And one last thing before we go for the short interlude on intermission, right? That good thing that you do, right, where you take a screenshot and you share on your socials, your Instagram, your WhatsApp, your Twitter timeline, whatever social media that you know you're a killer on, you're a king on. Nobody compares to you on that social media. You know, spread the word of the podcast, spread the gospel of the podcast. Let people know that these niggas are doing really well. People have been coming through for the podcast, and I really want to appreciate. So don't let us dead vibes. Don't let us go down. Higher and higher we go. You know the 4K vibes. Lastly, we're going to the podcast now. We're going to talk about something really interesting. We have an amazing people here. Set of amazing guys here. CEOs and CEOs. Forex kings in the building. You know the vibes. See you in the main pod.
Do you know that 90% of all millionaires become so through owning real estate? Do you also know that the best investment on earth is earth? That's why with Bao Global Resources, wealth is at your fingertips. Bao Global Resources is a real estate firm with over 20 plots of land sold, and have been delivering real estate services for over 2 years. Message us for inspection. Inspection is free for anyone coming from the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at bao_globalr and on Twitter at bao_globalr. GR.
All right, welcome back. Before I go into introducing our guest, I want to do something. I want to say something, and it is that it's a secret, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say this. For 2 years, I've been podcasting. I don't know if it's a bad thing or a good thing, but my intros, the intros that we record, I make a minimum of 3 times before we now actually get it. Like having to bring the vibe one time, but I started this intro. I did it just one time. And it was amazing. I know you know it's amazing. So I mean, don't let us cap. But anyways, I'm going to introduce our guest. I was just playing earlier. I wasn't playing about the fact that I did that 3 times or one time. But yeah, introducing my guest. We have 2 CEOs in the building. We have Shemeka. I introduced them. I make we do Dorime. Anyways, that Dorime is now that's become a part of me. I'm sorry. But anyways, we want to give one bottle of 50 bottles of NSCBSOP for Bao. Yes, to Bao. You know the fucking vibes. Anyways, we've had him on the podcast before sometime last season. We talked about, you know, business relating student entrepreneurial shit. And it was really beautiful seeing that this man's GPs, you know, of the railings. And actually, I'm not capping. I'm not, you know, gassing him up for anything. When he's going to come, I'm going to put him on the spot and tell him to tell us about his GP. So you will know that no be shiri shiri, right? You get me. And I also have another person. Hey, I don't want to say what is in my mind because of Madam. But moving on, let me let them introduce themselves. Who's gonna go first? Oh yeah, Kings.
All right, guys. Stars like Adria will say. why you laugh?
No, nah, it's dear funny to me and a beautiful thing.
All right, quick one. My son in Bumiku Nala of Shabo. Anyways, I'm Akraka Daniel.
Say that again, please.
Akraka. Ikiari.
It sounds like. It sounds like cracker. Like, you know, cracker Malo's sound. It's bitter.
Cracker.
Exactly.
Just add the prefix E, Akraka.
Okay.
Popularly known as Damagzi. I'm a student, part time forex trader. I'm currently on break. And yeah, that's all.
Alright, next person.
Alright, this is the voice of Balu Bubari, Zolakone, as you all know as Wazoo, the CEO of Balu Bubari Sources. Welcome to this
podcast. You know the fucking vibes. So, anyways, Wazoo was kind of modest. He's one of the sponsors for the podcast. And you know what they do already now. You know, guys, don't worry. You go know when the time comes. If you don't know already, that means you guys be new here if you never sabi. But, anyways, the topic here is to. How to stay sane as a student entrepreneur. And like we rightly said earlier on, which is the last episode, we mentioned that July would be more of an entrepreneurial discussion, as much as Cruise Day, as much as Vibes Day, as much as we want to talk about, you know, how your relationship, this one kiss down, that one kiss down, and I do, you know, we guys, they give ourselves, you know, sense and vibes and, you know, that kind of things. So, and like Anat said last week, it is almost impossible to find a Nigerian student that is not into one or two things. It's always like almost inevitable. Even if it is not like an entrepreneurial person, you guys, they do some kind of things where, okay, this one, they do one, they give you one kind of cash. If it be MMA, it be, you know, that kind of thing, maybe no mention. I mean, it ends with an X, but you know what I'm saying now, you get me? You don't get it, forget about it. But yeah, so that whole idea birthed the series that we're going to be doing all through July, which is, you know, the business mindset, right? And one thing that I'm not an entrepreneur, and one of the reasons that I am not is that I think it is mentally draining to be an entrepreneur, and I don't have that strength. One, two, I'm a very proud person. I don't say this every time because of it's a very considerate thing to say. You can't be proud and broke, but hey, it is what it is. I'm a very proud person. I cannot be allowing somebody because of you pay me money. You're not be thinking that you owe me, or if you call me at any time, you're asking for your goods. That was one of the reasons why I never really went into it in my earliest days. But I'm learning some kind of things, but don't let me get personal. But yeah, that was what birthed I'm just trying to give you the narrative of what birthed this entire series. How to stay sane in what is it called? How to stay sane as a Nigerian business entrepreneur. So I've said enough of these things. I've built up enough momentum in your head as to why we are doing this episode. Now let's get into the podcast. Let's start with Daniel. Daniel, you said you're a part-time forex trader, right? And one of the things, one of the, because one of you know, sometime during the lockdown, we dabbled into many things. Myself, I don't know about you, I dabbled into many things. And one of the things I dabbled into was forex, you know, trading, forex trading, and everything. And at one point, I stopped at the analysis of Candlestick. I remember, I still have the notes.
Literally gave you that notes.
You were not like giving me the notes, but I actually bought materials. I got notes, I read online, I did all of that stuff, right? And the analysis of Candlestick was where I stopped. For people that know of Forex Exchange, they know of, you know, all of that stuff, they really understand where I'm coming from. But yeah, and one thing that I know that almost all Forex traders have, or almost all people that are involved in trading, maybe not Forex Exchange, maybe, you know, the cryptocurrency or whatever, you have to be some sort of emotionless human being. Like, you need to be able to lose thousands of money and still be breathing normally. Like, I cannot lose 100 naira and I'll be breathing. My chest will be doing me somehow. And I know this can't be just me. Now, how does it feel? Which is, I'm directing this to Daniel now. How does it feel to be a student entrepreneur? How does it feel to have to do, to have this kind of thing riding on, then you have your school? Because at one point, if you don't lose like $500 now, you know, you could just look, say, waiting be 5.0. So you get me? So how do you manage these emotions and not letting it affect, you know, school? And also, you can also end the explanation by defining who you think a student entrepreneur is, so we can, you know, work our way down.
All right. Starting from where I said, like, I'm a part-time. Okay, why it's part-time? Because I went on break. Because forex trading actually is mentally draining and it takes a whole lot of time to, you know, put up with setting up your trading and analysis and monitoring charts. Like, for example, now I can wake up around maybe 5 a.m. Or 6 a.m. to like monitor charts, analyze charts, and create high probability trading setups.
Please, some of us don't understand this thing, so please show me down. Please
break it down.
Yes, boss. Not like break it down, but just keep it as simple as possible. We are not here to learn.
Okay. Oh, what I'm trying to say is that, okay, now imagine on Monday morning now, because the market opens on Sunday by 10 p.m. Okay. So imagine on the Monday morning now, I'm having a 9 a.m. class.
Alright.
I have to wake up by maybe 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. to start monitoring charts and just trying to, like, kind of, okay, what will be high probability here? What kind of setup with, okay, give me profits and all that.
And imagine waking up that Monday morning and probably you had a loss or something just happened. And you know that your Monday is kind of the highlight of your week.
My Monday is always shitty. Like, there's someone that will listen to this podcast and say, guy, I've come again. My Monday is always shitty. I've never liked Monday from primary school.
Wow. Okay, I think it's most of us. Don't let me say wow. Almost everybody hates Mondays.
Never liked Mondays from primary school. So now imagine that scenario, and I have a 9 a.m. class. I have to, like, okay, what can I do quickly? Now imagine going to school now, and one lecturer tries to frustrate you and all stuff like that. Then imagine now opening your MT5, is the trading app for trading, yeah, and seeing that, okay, your setup is not going as you planned, and your day's already shitty as usual. Then all of a sudden there's assignments, tests, throughout that week, and get what I'm trying to say.
How do you prioritize all of these things? Like, how do you handle it as a person? Because let me put it this way: who is a student entrepreneur?
Okay, a student entrepreneur, I'll say it's someone who is still studying.
Studying the normal academics.
Yeah, academically, who is studying but has zeal for, like, you know, diving into the business world of things, trying to create and solve problems.
All right, Daniel has been talking for a while, and Wazo has become, I'm kind of trying to keep Wazo because he's been under a lot of stress recently. He just came back from the abroad to come and visit us on the podcast. But for real though, he just came back from a meeting, from an outing of some sort, so he's kind of chill and tired and stuff. Well, I know that the forex market is not, estranged by the forex market. Like, it's not strange to you, right? So you don't everly trade now.
Sure.
On why you did this, even when you be to be a physics student, because I know I've seen people in that department almost lose their shit normally without having a business. Now, having a business of your own now, having a foreign exchange business, what most adults will frown at and will think is yahoo. Because most of the time, most adults, if you tell them that you're into forex, they'll look at it that, ah, elating, banyo. So how does it feel? How would you consider that?
So I'll start with Forex. Forex, to me, Forex is not a business. It's more of an extreme sport.
Typically, yeah.
To be honest, you can't just an average human can't withstand losing funds consistently without gaining any profit. It happens. Even the best traders lose funds consistently. So I would say this will go down to personal traits and, let me say, personal interest. Because everybody can trade. I do tell people before the whole investment rubbish or yes, I used to trade. I was a trader, not anymore. Because I would say it takes a whole lot to sit down to say, okay, I'm funding my account with so. Because for you to, if you should say you want to fund your Forex account with, let me say, $1,000, you already made, it's just like you made a vow that, okay, I want to lose this $1,000. That's my own mentality.
Wow. Exactly. As you're loading that $1,000, your mindset, like, I don't do something like that.
So that for you to do that kind of thing, and like you said earlier, that I'm in physics department, which is an hardcore department. Let me say coffees in general. So for me to cope with that, it really takes a lot, and it is what I can't even advise my enemy to do.
But you are doing it now. You are doing well. You know.
This is not me trying to scare people, because I know a lot of people out there that are just trying to come up with this forest of it and all. But all I have to say is that this has to do with yourself. If you are the type of person that, okay, fine, you lose two kind of money, you get overwhelmed, like you might just start thinking about it for days, weeks, I would just advise you to just stay away from forest. Because forest is not a business, it's an extreme sport.
Alright, not to make it seem as though this conversation is about forex. Right, it's just what we have in common, and that's what we really understand. And we're trying to make you serious. Is we are going to other parts of it, of entrepreneurship, which is what Wazo is involved in as well. But before we really brush past this forex thing, I just want to explain to you that, see, this particular forex thing, there's something they call a demo account. Trading on a demo account is sweet as hell.
Very sweet.
Very fucking sweet.
Yeah,
emotional. Like, there no be real money, like, now. So
for people that do not know what this is, basically, the demo account is when you just download the MT5 trading app. You are given 10,000. Is it 10,000 or 100,000?
Some brokers offer 100,000, 10,000, 5,000.
So you are given some sort of money, Sha. And it's not like real money, it's just like virtual money. Like, you're just there, you're just seeing it. So the first time you are trading, you go see plus the colors is blue if you're getting profit or getting profit is blue. If it is red, obviously, nobody gas tell you now. Catch up still. So when I first got mine, it's a personal story, man. I boost go. Then when it came down, like, I go better again. So somebody was like, yeah, I put money inside real accounts now. How much did I put that time, sir? Was it 10k? I don't know. Let's say that 10k, bros. First trading, come. Second trading, lose more. I lose the account, say no while I make it go sleep. Third one like this. Bruh, everything.
Snipes out of the.
I can't look and say, this 10k, if I don't keep them, make a use and chop, dear, right? Put off my body. I know, say this money no go anyway. But anyway, this is not just the thing that is a forex. This is not just a forex thing. It's a business thing entirely. Because as an entrepreneur, it means that you're able to undo losses and still multitask. I know people that they cannot multitask. They're very bad at multitasking, and it's not like it's a weakness for them, but they just carry out one particular skill at a time, and that makes them dangerously efficient. Now imagine being a student, you're now an entrepreneur, and you have not mastered the skill of multitasking. It doesn't come naturally to you. One you obviously lack, like we said on the last episode, right? And I want to move on, and I want this part is up for Wazo, right? So you want to pitch a client, so you want to get a business. I know you are into real estate as well, right? And one of the first things that they ask you is, what do you do? Or maybe they just want to run a background check on you, and they come to find out that you are a student. Typically, the outside world frowns at people that are studying, that are also business people, because they feel like you are incompetent. They feel like you have your attention is divided, so you might not be able to have that efficiency to handle their work. How does it feel to be undermined? Like, they know sabi you, they know sabi waiting you don't do. Maybe they even have your portfolio or whatever, but the first thing they think about is they tell you no. Because I know lots of gigs that when they find out that I was a student as well, I just instantly, and it hurts. But how do you take it? How do you handle that kind of thing?
Yeah, it feels bad, actually. It feels bad. There have been a lot of occurrences regards that. So the thing is just, it depends on branding. Let me put it that way. Your branding is very, very, very essential. In any business, branding is very essential. If you are the type that, okay, let me say, most times what you just, the way you go about your business is just about referrals and all. Let me say your friends sharing your numbers to people. You have nothing to do about your brand. Like, you have nothing to show off personally about your brand. But if it is, you have a website, for instance, you have a website, you put your website out. People that have access to your website, you can't put it to your website that, okay, I am a student. If you are the CEO or whatever of your company, even you will be the only one that will know, okay, fine, I'm a student. I'm just putting that as an instance.
True.
The only way you can have that kind of situation is a situation where someone will refer you to someone and probably someone is trying to, but I believe from my own experience, the way I live with my clients, there has never been any case of them asking that kind of question, say that am I a student or anything. All I would say is branding and the way you put yourself out to the world.
Okay. As an entrepreneur, as someone that is running a brand, even if let's bring it down to as low as online vendors, because I know a lot of online vendors that they don't have a brand. All they do is they do the importing, they get nylon that they don't have the brand name, and they just send it out to people. And some of them, and let me even shake some tables. People that have online vendors, online stores, you guys really have shitty names for brands. Like they will call Dami Kiss, or I'm not sorry, but there's some brand names that immediately I'm hearing it, or shop with Glow or Glow, sorry. Shop with Dami or shop with Lamy. I'm sorry, this might seem harsh, but your brand name is a first impression. So imagine people, the first thing they hear is Temi store. Like, there's nothing unique about it, it's just your name and what you are doing. Bros, share, you feel me? So I would want to agree with what, you know, Wazo said, that branding puts you in a position that people would not question you much. It's not like they obviously would not know, it's not like they would not want to know who they're giving their money to. But if you have put yourself in a position of, okay, this person don't tell me, say you don't run this gig before, and you are getting straight to the point. Because as a business person, you don't have to get personal with your client. And I think a lot of people get this misconception. Say, for example, now, when I was right now, say, whenever I get a gig from you, I'm into social media part, content creation part, podcasting, whatever. Whenever I get a gig from you, if you are not G's before the gig, if you are just there, my contact list, immediately I get a gig from you, you're not viewing my WhatsApp status again. Because normal, I suppose they run, maybe see I'm supposed to post at this time, but I did online, but my mood no just day, but I did post on WhatsApp stories. For your mind, you go think no one run your gig. But me, I know, say I don't they post, because I don't know if this is making sense to someone. Because if I'm working with you, almost immediately they block you from my WhatsApp status, my Instagram. You cannot even serve me, because you don't know my Instagram, except I tell you that, okay, yo, this is what I'm doing. Okay, my Instagram is my portfolio. But I try to make it not personal, up until when I know that, okay, this person, I've seen that this person is worth of reason. This person has some level of, you know, if you see my personal life. Because most people get too personal too soon. Like, you cannot be selling something as an entrepreneur and you are thinking that, I know this might be weird because I'm not an entrepreneur and I'm giving entrepreneur advice, but I'm just saying, from a personal point of view, you know, guys, they're personal. Because we've heard of online vendor females that aren't delivering their products, that their price can't be their delivery amount, their expensive price, waiting that they sell. actually, when they first told me this thing, it was weird for me to understand. But I don't know. I guess we live in a weird time. But moving on, I guess you've been able to get the point from that. For you to be able to brand yourself as a student entrepreneur, for you to be able to avoid being questioned, to be able to have that respect and, you know, great first impression, your branding needs to be on point. Your branding, everything. And by branding does not mean you should be having good graphic design. It doesn't mean, you know, branding could be waiting you the way go meet your clients. If depending on, you know, sometimes, say for example, now you okay, let me ask, because, you know, we want to get interactive. If you want to take someone for inspection for the first time, how did they take them? How did they walk us through the process?
Just put on my kit, my site kit, then pick the client on.
That's all.
To the site, yes.
So while in the car, do you have like small talk? Do you have, you know, or she would just they drive, they look grow, you know, they follow them talk?
Like any talk before inspection day, any day that we might have just fixed, we have gone through necessary things. Okay, what's your budget?
Okay.
What's your preference? Is it farmland you want to get? Is it residential? You get
on. Yeah, just to make sure.
Okay, this is the range of lands. Because there are some clients that, okay, fine, they don't actually know what they want till they get to you.
Okay.
So,
do you have like an online platform, maybe like a Google form or a website, sure, or something?
I have a document that you send to them that they will go through
first.
Yes, first. As a client, and you want to get the land from me, if you are not someone really close to me, because most times, if it's someone that is close to me that wants to get stores from me, majority of my guys, they are aware of almost all the properties within my range, because most of them worked with me,
okay, work
together,
yeah,
for construction and all. So if it's just someone that is coming, maybe someone referred me or something, I'll just give them the document, go through it, and ask a lot of questions like, what's your budget?
Is it not be say that day, we'll just they come.
So yeah, I can't just start telling you. It's not that we just start looking at ourselves that day. Before we go to a specific place, I will have informed the client, okay, today we are inspecting so range. We are going from, let me say, camp, or I have a land for sales camp, Oshiele, Obada, and all. So we are going to camp first, then Oshiele, this is camp, this is the price for camp.
Okay.
Get me, okay, this is out of my range.
Do you actually have land in those areas?
Exactly.
Sure. Okay, those are areas in Abeokuta for people that are listening from far.
Yeah, so okay, this is camp. Camp land is at, let me say, 5 million area, okay, plus. I don't have 5 million there, let's come down. Okay, I have a delivery on land. Let me say 1 million there. Okay, this is what I'm budgeting. Here, you understand? Okay, camp is already out of the context like that. Here, you get me.
Yeah.
So, any discussion, anything, before everything is done, before inspection. So, inspection is strictly inspection. Just look at, it's just like me putting something out to you virtually.
Yeah.
And then it's time for you to see it.
Alright.
This is what I'm buying with my money.
Alright. To seal the deal, I think let me give you this instance that you probably have heard of. We've been mentioning forest, we've been mentioning investment before. So there was this investment each that I'm guessing you already know about within the city of Abeokuta and FUNAB students and stuff. So there was this rumor, I don't know whether it was true or not, an investment broker, a big person, that was sometime last year, he got a Rolls Royce. Right, and it shook a lot of people, because at that time even Davido did not have a Rolls Royce. Davido just got a Rolls Royce recently.
Yeah.
So now imagine that you are going to a setting, an outing, an event where you want to talk about your brand, where you want to get like a fundraiser, you want people to give you money, and you pulled up in a Rolls Royce for fuck's sake. You pulled up in a Rolls Royce. You pulled up in all white suit. Like, that is branding. Like I said, branding doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, good logo. Doesn't necessarily, although it's part of it, but it doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, designing nylons or doing all of that. Personal branding, because I've seen.
Yeah, branding is more than logo and flyers.
Personal branding could be working on your character, working on your communication skills to people, how to sell to them, right? You get all of this knowledge. Some of these things actually come naturally to people. Like, for example, myself, talking comes naturally to me. I did not need to go learn. Talking came from Netflix. Talking for me came from movies and cartoons growing up. So I did not need to, you know, go to English. My GNS in 100 level, I got a D. For fuck's sake, I got a D, which I was disappointed.
What you're trying to say, you don't need to go for master classes.
Yeah, you get one master class where I've been attend on Instagram. Where me, I will teach the person who teach me, where I pay for, where I feel and I regret them. But let's not go into that. But again, work on yourself as a person, work on your personal brand. No, like Wazo said before, it depends on what you are working on. It depends on who you are working with. If you know that you are going to be going for, say you're an MC, you're going to be going for dinners, you cannot pull up in a tie and shirt. Or maybe you want to look funny, I don't know. Maybe it's for the masters. But you cannot pull up in some kind of things and, you know, people already stereotype you already without you saying. So work on your personal brand. Now, this next question is pretty interesting because it is weird. And I mentioned earlier, can anyone be an entrepreneur? I don't want to point and I want someone to answer just randomly. Can anyone be an entrepreneur?
No, anyone. Mm. Nobody. It's not like that. The thing is, let me come in there. People, we have a lot of people venturing into a lot of businesses, and what I would say is 80% of them, let me say students here. The first thing, what they are prioritizing is not what they should. Like I said earlier, just work on your branding and all. But majority of us, we are all about getting money. If I'm doing this, how much should I be seeing? What's the profit of this thing? Should we get?
Mm.
We have a lot of vendors that their customer service is very, very fucking poor. I do say something, and that's how I engage myself in any business. If I should get any gig, the first thing I do is, okay, what can I do to make this person come back? That is what I do. If I want to do a business with you and I know, okay, fine, if I should give you a quotation for something, if you are interested, you pay and I'll have my money. But if I do that and at the end of the day, you are not really impressed with the thing, you can't come back. But if I should put money away for it, money is essential. I'm not capping. I like money. I love money. All of us love money. What I'm just trying to say is, if you put money ahead of customer service and the way you treat your customers, let me say, and your business in particular, and the way you handle your business, I can't call you an entrepreneur, because to be an entrepreneur takes a lot. It takes a whole lot. And to be a successful entrepreneur, let me say, yes, we have a lot of entrepreneurs, but majority of us, we are just playing. Let me put it like
that. Waris has really gone deep into the business aspect. Let me dumb it down to it for everybody, because some of us are, you know, those books that you see, C++ for dummies or Python for dummies, doesn't mean that we are dummies. It's just that we are normies to these people, to business people, right? So you know how maybe you want to order a meal online, maybe through WhatsApp, through your vendor, and they are rude as shit. Like, I'm telling you, I want a plate of spaghetti, and you're like, I don't know. Most of these people that handle customer service are rude. Like, I posted on my WhatsApp months ago that I think one valid question that they need to ask people that handle customer service at interviews are you a naturally happy person? Because some people have you gone to banks where they will delay you first? Maybe you just want to change your number. Customer service, you just want to change your number, you lost your old team, or you want to change your email. Then after going through the stress of now it's COVID, now they're practicing physical and social distancing, and after going through the stress of collecting numbers outside, standing under the sun, enter the bank, you still queue, you don't talk anything, you can't still reach there, they can't talk, say, ah, you supposed to fill one form before now, you can't go back, go fill that form, can't go queue again. Congo, they don't. It should not be like 3:59. They don't talk. Say, we are closed for the day. Bros. These examples are very, very practical, because now something we always they engage on in our daily lives, right? First things first. To be an entrepreneur, we get it that condition don't make the fish bend.
Sure.
Some of us are students. We are doing what we don't necessarily want to do. But we know, see, money there. Just like me, for example, I'm making examples of myself, because I don't know about you, but me, I went into Forex because now their money been there that year.
So I went into Forex based on peer pressure.
Exactly.
Okay, my guy did do Forex. Me myself, follow the train.
And staying sane while doing all of these things can be hard. So work on yourself, know your strengths, know what works for you. And I'm not going to judge anybody or blame anybody for doing what they don't want to do or doing what they're not proud of. It is what it is. We're living in a system where we need to do what we need to do to survive. But you are here now. You are doing what you are doing now. You might as well take trainings, not masterclass from rookies. Trainings that you know that these niggas are certified. And I'm not going to lie, most of this training from renowned people are expensive as shit. But it is going to worth it.
Even at that, midnight, so midnight can watch YouTube.
Yeah, that's, see, online classes are one of the most underrated thing in this life. Because they feel like it's free and you can get it from Google and YouTube. Right, you think that you don't need to do it. Bro, I'm a graphic designer. Okay, I'm not entirely a graphic designer, but most of the podcast designs that you've been seeing very, as of late, now me the runner. I don't be say I do master class or anything. I just carry on one day, say okay, maybe just open this thing. Because I have love graphic guys at my beginning. And one thing I don't like is I know I can do something and you are disturbed, you are stressing me. I get pride past that one. So I just took it up, went through some YouTube videos, and I just made rubbish. Literally, I made rubbish. Then I sent it to a friend of mine. Bro, how far you look this thing? You don't say this thing are rubbish. Okay, which one is less rubbish? Let's cut out, edit this one. And when they see that you're making effort, you're working on yourself, right? And again, not everybody can be an entrepreneur, but I think we skip the very important process, which is defining who an entrepreneur is. So from Google, because this is like everybody's friends, everybody's babe, if you're single, you know, Google is your vibes. Anyways, an entrepreneur is an individual who creates a new business, bearing most of the risk and enjoying most of the reward, right? Notice that the reward came last. The reward was not the first thing Google defined as. The reward was the last thing. First thing is you created a business. The next thing after the business is the risk. Just know that you are willing to sacrifice your academics. Are you willing to sacrifice your academics for this thing when push comes to shove? Then the reward comes after. Now, this leads me to my next question, and I want Daniel to talk about it. You know, they say hindsight gives us clarity more. And hindsight means that, say you are doing something now. In the next 5 years, looking back at what you are doing now, what do you think about yourself now? That's what hindsight means, basically. So would you think that in a million years, in hindsight, what you are doing doesn't make sense? Like, say for example now, you know, you are like, say, let me put myself again in the middle. I am podcasting, I am sacrificing maybe my social life or podcast. I am pushing my podcast as if I want to die, as if I love nobody. And I'm like, literally my WhatsApp status says, what is my WhatsApp status to say? I forgot it. Give me 1 second. I only care about my podcast and a few other human beings. Now I'm sacrificing my social life for the podcast. So in hindsight, will I say it is worth it? So that is what I mean. So what you are doing now, would you think, and this is a question for every entrepreneur right here, every student entrepreneur, what you are doing now? Because obviously you would sacrifice one thing for another. It could be your social life, it could be your academics. Would you think to yourself and be like, was it worth it in hindsight? So what you are doing now, what you paused, what you were doing before, in hindsight, do you think you would do it again? Do you think it's worth it?
First of all, I have to go back to, okay, yeah, I kind of paused because of the whole, you know, investment, wow, that happened and stuff. The carry money, come out. We don't want to go into that right now. So,
in hindsight, we did a full episode on that, so you already know what it is.
Okay, so in hindsight, okay, Forex has been in existence since the 17th century. It just like narrowed it down to like to our, you know, our level that, okay, we can just open our phones, open our trading view and see the stock market and foreign exchange market. Okay, Forex is a long term, how do I put it? I don't want to use the word investment. Forex is a long term. Can someone help me with the word or something?
Long term, I don't know, relationship.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Most successful Forex traders did not become successful like at once. It took years. I've heard of stories that, okay, I made my first $1 million when I was like 6 years into Forex trading. Yeah, but what's wrong with us in this part of the country is like we like making quick money, fast money. And that's why all the shit that happened last year should be this year happened.
Before, let me stop you, please. You're bringing PTSD back.
Okay.
So, I'm on our money now. Everybody define where money.
Exactly. So now money kilos, literally. But your question, we back to your question. Yeah, I'll advise you, like we students, Forex is actually very good. Like for those of us who like high risk or extreme sport, like Wazoo said, yeah, it's very good in the long term. I paused trading because of my final year, and I could not risk having to, you know, mix going to lectures, assignment, tests, projects with trading. Trading on its own is premium stress. it's mentally draining. Like, you can have a shitty day, like all your portfolios will be catch up, and you will still think of projects, which you will do, like all those kind of things. That's why I have to like pause. Okay, so after my final year, I'm going to go into full-time trading. But now that there's an issue there, you need funds to trade.
And money is fine money.
So stuff like that. So on the long term, yeah, I believe what I'm into will actually serve that purpose of making millions.
I would say that Daniel has really gone personal, and that's one of the actually best things that you can do on a podcast or in a conversation, because people would relate to it more when they feel your pain from your voice. Like,
but literally, literally, like one of the high profile, you know, all those kind of stuff. Now, literally, my guys have run me streets. That's why they pay me.
Okay, so low key, na page of lamentation.
So now why they pay me, especially so.
But okay, I want to push this next question to Wazo. And seeing that Wazo is the businessman that he still is and is still doing stuff.
Billionaire.
You know, no the fucking vibes. How would you explain your typical day? Because I think them niggas think being an entrepreneur is easy. People, I personally would not categorize, and I'm sorry that I'm really coming out at you, dear, you know, online store vendors, but I don't think yours is an entrepreneur. Please, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but I'm sorry.
Someone said that they are just, they be traders, I be online traders. Don't
they be market
market people.
We get WhatsApp. Low key. But I would not categorize yours online vendors as, you know, as entrepreneurs. But the real entrepreneur, people think it's cool. Like, hi, what's up? You just see them on their Instagram, entrepreneur, or studentpreneur, or afropreneur. Like, there's a bunch of fusions that is weird as fuck, and it's really cool. See. But the life of an entrepreneur is hard as shit. Y'all don't have a closing and opening time. Your clients could call you from 12 a.m. because obviously, in they pay you. That's what he's paying you for. It's not just paying you for, say, the land, or it's not just paying you for, say, the car that he wants to buy that you have given him the specification. He's going to need your advice, and most of the time, he's going to be very, very skeptical of people, especially when it comes to high. Maybe you're paying in millions. People go on ask every bloody detail because millions don't be small money now. So how would you describe your typical day?
Stressful, draining, like any other word I can use. Totally out of it. The thing is just, I mentioned something the other time that doing business and managing with school, it takes a lot, and this is down to your personal traits. I have been. Let me say, well, I was not an entrepreneur. Let me say, I was an hustler back in 100 years.
Please, you know that, you know, the streets are renamed for hustling, so we need to call it what it is.
Okay, when I was in 100 years,
okay,
when I gained admission. We were to resume March 2017, but I was in Abeokuta January 2017. I submitted my CV to a Bet Niger, which is a sport bet company. Then
that was 100 level. But I wasn't doing shit.
It said soon on the Period podcast. If you
yes, 100
level.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I started off as being a cashier.
Wow.
I'll leave my place of work, run to class, come back. Assignment, run back to submit, come back. Then when I got to 12 level, I was like a sub agent. Let me just say I was a manager. I was managing the same sport bet company. So to me, it is a normal thing. Mixing school with business. Like Adra said, I'm doing fine academically, and I'm very proud of myself. So this thing is just about personal. This is personal stuff. It is what I know I can do. It is not what is.
Let me quickly pause you there before you go on. Yeah. There's one thing that people say a lot, and I don't know if this is true because I'm not in the business world yet. I'm not yet infused in the business world personally, but I think this premise that people have that 9 to 5 is a shitty thing to do needs to be demolished.
That's rubbish. It's not everybody that's going to be an entrepreneur. If all of us are saying, okay, we want to set up a business, we are not doing 9 to 5, then who are the people that are going to do 9 to 5 in our generation? That's it. As I am like this, okay, fine. Multiset Arami, oh, I'm a businessman, I have things I'm doing. If I, after my finals, if I should get any gig that deals with me going to office, I will accept it if it is worth it. Mm. So people saying that, okay, let me put it this way, because let me say we are all open to, okay, we want to make money.
All of us want to be a guy overnight.
Exactly. Yeah. Aside that, freedom, the money, we all want to make money in dollars, okay, minimum wage, an average 9-to-5 person can't get more than, let me say, 100 to 200K per month, of which majority of us make, let me say, a week or in 2 weeks while we are still a student. So let's just say it is down to many of us mentality that 9-to-5. 9-to-5 is not rubbish. 9-to-5 is, if our parents didn't engage themselves in doing 9-to-5 job, how are we going to be in school and of course? I know majority of us, that is what our parents do. So 9-to-5, people pointing out 9-to-5 being useless is actually rubbish.
Because you ask the typical, since we are all in our final year, we have the typical final year student, and the first thing they say is, okay, say this is how the conversation go, and I know this is going to be very familiar. Listen to this. Hey, what's up? What's the plan after school? Oh, I don't know. Should you want to do masters? God forbid. I know if you do masters for this country. So, where you want to see?
Money, where you another country. That's just all those people that used to say they are not doing masters. They are the biggest fraud in this life.
Yes.
I have like five of my guys. They are done now. When they were in their finals, they told me no, they are not going to do it. As I'm speaking, like five of them are leaving this country by the end of this year, going to UK and some other countries to do their masters. So I would say no, they follow, but that one day it's the people that will say they are not doing masters that will still do masters. That's just it.
So please, as much as you think that you have shit figured out, tomorrow now if you hear see Bazo where they sell land, don't they do anything? You don't they go work, don't they do office, can't they? Bruh, and funny thing is that, okay, this is the thing. From people that have become pretty much successful individuals, you know them when they are a success. But at one point, they kind of fade into whatever. You don't know what they are. And you try to model your life when they were at their height. And I'm like, bros, first of all, this life thing, nobody get past question. All of us are doing it for the very first time. And as much as them niggas seem to have shit figured out, these boys have gone through different training. Now, from take for example, Waris that has been working since 100 level. Bros, in 100 level, I was carrying woman up and down. Like, I wasn't carrying woman up and down because I didn't have the bar. But I was chasing woman. That's like the right word. Wow. I was chasing woman. That's why when I got to 200 level, I was like, got tired and stuff. Even now, I know today freak me. But yeah, in my 100 level, I was not even thinking of business-wise. I was just collecting 2K every week or whatever from my parents. That was then. Which, by the way, how was I even surviving on that? But anyways, that's another story entirely. But yeah, again, it boils down to, if you notice, we've been circling around the same point. Your priorities, your person, what works for you, train yourself. Because the best investment you can give, since we've been talking about investment, the best investment you can ever be involved in is in yourself, right? As much as you had $1,000 portfolio in money that year, probably the money has gone. But what's if, for example, now you had $1,000 that you invested in yourself? Say you're a music person, you got a studio, you got a podcast mic, which, by the way, it's now money from investment. I think by this mic where they follow you talk, investment not born, mic's still there. Yeah, that should tell you something. Sure, you get me. I saw that this podcast was becoming much of a big deal, and I could not use my phone. I could not take my phone to places anymore. And I'd be like, okay, I could not afford the major setup. So the least I could do is get this podcast mic. And I had to put my pride in the mud to get this thing. So the whole premise that you think that, okay, you could just wake up one morning and be turned ogre. I saw this tweet 2 weeks ago, and I think maybe we should talk about it and maybe round up on that. And the tweet was like, may we not be people that will be too busy and be broke. Now, wow. I told this person that this could mean two things. It would mean what most of us will look at is that you don't want to be busy and be broke. But this could also mean, this could also give people an excuse to be lazy, because they will feel like, I'm too busy, I don't want to go. First of all, nobody becomes a girl overnight. That means that you have to start from scratch. That means that you have to work your ass off, get little pay, up until you get, like, just like what, why is that even explain everything? That he started off as a cashier before he became the manager. You cannot just wake up one morning, you don't have experience from somewhere, you just want to start and you'll be like, you want to be manager. So at one point, you guys, they're very fucking busy, but broke.
Sure, you get me. So this is just what I think. Waiting on our few say, because I saw this tweet and everybody in WhatsApp was posting it, and I was personally disgusted because I could not talk about it. And what is now paining me more is that the person I now took a 2-minute voice note to send to him, he has not listened to this very moment.
Wow, that actually hurts.
I want to delete them, but you don't have to pay for WhatsApp. So you don't
have to delete them. You don't have to delete for everyone. So,
so you feel me? But it is what it is, though. The fact that everybody, I get it, we all want the easy way out, and this is not aspire to perspire or whatever. We are getting into the weekend, everybody wants to.
If like give up,
actually, giving up is one of the best things you can do. It's like you go get and you go sleep well. Not be everybody go make up. Just rest. Better rest. You don't try, you don't agree. Better rest. but anyways, I think that we all at one point we will be busy to the point in which our account will not be able to show for what we are. Okay, we don't even love her. This podcast hasn't generated as much as 100k since I've started. Although we've been trying to bring in cash, we've been, you know, bringing in podcast sponsors, we've been getting people involved and everything, but we've been, you know, 2 years into this, I cannot boast of saying, okay, we've gotten 200k within these 2 years. And it's not something that I'm happy about, because I know that we've been doing this shit for a long time, for a while, and we're going to still do this for a more longer period of time. But if you don't go through this baby step, if you don't have this, you know, 2 years thing to brag about, if you don't have this brand, I've worked with this brand, you've done this, you know, if you do this thing. So you have to be saying that, yo, I have a recording by this time. And people will start to ask you, is podcast paying you? And I'm like, no, I'm just doing it. And it's really pretty shitty. But let's put this into your life as an entrepreneur as well. You're a student entrepreneur, you think you have shit figured out, you think this is your thing, you think, say, okay, me and you, this business. Now, yeah, we go there. But you don't want to go through the primary steps. I don't know. I really do not know. But then, I've been the one talking. Let me involve this, my two men. I have a few other questions here. We're going to call it a day. I'm going to let you enjoy your weekend. I'm going to let you enjoy your day, whatever time you're listening to us. Then we're going to continue.
We get the vibe. Today's Wednesday.
No, today is Friday now.
You get the vibe.
I get the vibe.
Anyways, what motivates you? And this question might be kind of cliche, but there are some things that every business owner is connected by making profit or making loss, whatever thing you do. Whether you are into forex, whether you are selling land, whether you are selling bra and pants, whether you are selling lingerie, I love lingerie by the way, thank you very much. Whether you are selling cars, whatever, you are motivated to make profit. That is like the basic aim of every business, every entrepreneur. Now, what motivates you to wake up in the morning? Because, okay, let me give you this scenario. I'm really sorry, but I'm very good at narratives and I really enjoy doing that. When I was doing my internship program, my 6 months IT, sometime last year, 2 years ago, having to wake up in the morning and think of Lagos traffic, my God, was draining. Because I would literally be awake, I would have been up by like 5, but I need to leave home by like, say, 6 or 6.30 to beat the traffic, maybe to go to the mainland or island or whatever. Then I first rolled on the bed for like 30 minutes because I know one stand up, because I know, say, I go iron clothes, I go bath, I go face traffic, I go reach work, for don't tire. So having to go through all of this stress, having to wake up in the morning, what would you say keeps you up in the morning, motivates you to be like, okay, yo, another day, another struggle, you know the fucking vibes. How do you do this? Who goes first? Daniel. I know that you said that you've paused trading, but you know, you see the internet, maybe if you be demo account.
No more, you have to just keep practicing and all, but my regular waking up the morning routine, thank God I see the new day, as usual, you have to put God first.
Okay.
And school,
you can call us, please.
I fucking hate school, like, my final year has been shitty.
Plus the fact that they had to rush.
Plus the fact that the semester is very short. Both first semester and second semester. I can't even differentiate which semester has been shittier. We are already 9 weeks already, and
exams are in 2 weeks' time.
Exactly, and I don't feel like I've done anything at all.
I do not know where my post data is.
My post data is literally next week, and all we have been doing since I resumed first semester has been project. I've not attended a class more than, I think, 3 times, a particular course 3 times. That's the least. So my regular day is just vibes and inshallah. Let's just just come and go. That's all.
So you say what motivates you is
what motivates me is life and the fact that I'm someone that likes accumulating knowledge.
Okay, so you see they read up on materials.
I forgot to say this. I love what entrepreneurs do. I love what creatives do. So I like learning a lot. So I just woke up one day like, okay, product design. I'd like to go into it. So I just like spoke to my guy, how far can I, you know, get some of your materials and stuff. So he sent me some materials and I looked through it. I went to YouTube, I watched some tutorials and I just sat with my system and at the first attempt, I designed a notes like app, like
notes app.
Yeah, where you to-do list and
okay.
So I designed.
So if you have to like really bring it down, it has to be one of the motivation I think from what you're
explaining. Anything.
Yeah, your zeal to learn more.
Yeah, keep building your CV. I have a digital marketing certificate. I have a social media marketing certificate. I have a forex certificate, and I'm working on product design. I like learning things. I also have a music theory certificate.
Yeah.
I will sponsor the podcast.
I like learning a lot of things, and also I'm working. I'm studying hospitality and tourism. I forgot to say that at the beginning of the podcast. And it's not as if after school I would throw that away. I was still kind of like venturing into stuff like that.
I've heard of stories that people got employed from just their hobbies. Say they saw their hobbies and be like, oh, okay, you did graphic design. Or, okay, you're a podcaster. Okay, present for me. And you got the job. They don't even look at what you spent 4 years studying. So
exactly.
I think one of the motivation is the zeal, like you said, to zeal to try new things. Personally, motivation for me, one of the things that make me, that still makes me, you know, keep this podcast going is I get inspired by people, and this might be a funny story. I get inspired by people's mumuness. Okay, when people they do some kind of mumu thing beside me, I go won't follow you talk, but I always question myself that I'm not in a position to tell you what to do or what not to do because you're an adult. So the only time I can come here to come around, the only place I can come to rant is the podcast. So when I don't see one mate, where I don't see for 1 week, I'm like, okay, let's talk about this thing. And this is one way for me. This is, podcast for me is a therapy. Podcast for me, I know this might sound like a big deal, but podcast for me is like where I communicate myself, where I have fun, where I try to keep people entertained as well. So it's not just you enjoying, but me if they enjoy everything they do. I literally plan this podcast like within 30 minutes before we started. It's not like we did not have anything figured out, but I know that this thing good day. This is one of the things that motivate me. This is one of the things that makes me get up every weekend, every week to push out, enter your DM every fucking Friday and be like, yo, but you don't come out again. You get the fucking vibes, right? So I want to move into Wazo. What motivates you? What wakes you up in the morning and be like, okay, another day, another go?
Okay, I'll say I love what I'm doing. Yes, I love what I'm doing. And there is this zeal in me in doing more, making more money. That's just what I'll put it that way. Okay, I sell land, I deal in geophysical physical survey and I'm also a physicist. I'm in my finals now and I've been doing my project based on what I'm doing to make money. So my project has been wonderful. Excluding the write-up part, which is really, really making up my chapters and all. But when I did my analytics, it was where I was making money. Whereas it was the other way around. I was doing it for academics. Should you get my point now? So everything is down to my interest, my personal interest, and again, me trying to make more money. I like money. Many things they win money will do.
Ah, guy. First of all, if you don't get money, you get one kind of confidence. Wait till if you follow me talk, when I know if you.
I don't really talk on. If I see guys who get money, like, start the guy they work out with confidence. You go no see someone get money.
That's
or like we wait.
Exactly.
We don't
get money.
Nothing this. Just the work out.
But we thank God for life. But anyways,
I would say that we should do the words of wisdom segment, but if you have not got enough wisdom from this podcast, you know how saying is. Because we don't talk many bros. As in, you know, I'm sorry to insult, it's not like you know sense. Now if you take it personal one, I used to have people, you know the vibes. Anyways, I want us to end on a scenario segment, right? And I want let's do some soul searching. You know, if you don't know what soul searching is, you are searching your soul. The name is in the clue is in the name. If you don't get it, I don't know what business you are doing here. But anyways, let's do some soul searching, right? And I want to think deep, long and hard. If you are into a business already, do you think that the business is an extension of your personality? Baruch has explained to us that what he's doing is literally making a final year project on that. That tells you a lot, right? So if you are into a business, sit down after you listen to this podcast. Ask yourself that, okay, I'm waiting. I've been they do now. This brand pants will have been the sell. This cars will have been the sell. This crypto will have been the buy and sell. She now the kind thing we I go like do for long. Is he an extension of my person? Like if you see me outside, I know to the talk, but when given the opportunity, I go too young for long. I know get sensitive. I go they talk outside, and it comes easy for me. So I don't know if podcasting is going to be my way up, but I think myself and podcasting we're going to go for a long time, whether or not I make money from this shit, because I really enjoy doing this. Right. So for me right now, where I'm at right now, podcasting is it for me. Like I said, I care about my podcast and a few other human beings, just my podcast. Right. So for me as a person, podcast is part of, like I said, it's therapy. So ask yourself as a business owner, do you think your business is an extension of your person? And if you don't have a business, think of other, you could just, you know, there's this joy that comes from writing and taking stuff out. It is beautiful. I don't know why people don't, they never to understand this thing. Try it. Okay, say for example now, you want to plan your day, right? I'm giving you really practical example so you could try it. You want to plan your day, and you know everything you want to do now. Go to class at 10:09 to 5, see babe, kiss woman for night, go meet her downstairs for hostel, call her for 30 minutes before she come out after 30 minutes, see her, follow her, talk, all of these mundane things that you kids do these days. And you write it down. Then every time you do it, tick it off. You will get one kind of, you feel like I'm not fit to do anything for this life. That's what, you know, ticking stuff out that means. So if you don't have a business, and you are thinking of going to a business, or you are thinking of actually just be student like that, and I know they do anything, write out some businesses that you feel matches your personality. You know you are an extrovert. You know you are not shy around the camera. Have you tried, you know, being a video vixen? Sorry, video. I said that on purpose. That was supposed to be a joke. Have you tried being an MC? Have you tried being you know interviewing people in public? Right, some other things. Like, just write all of these things down. Then start to tick them according to your personality. It's called a SWOT analysis, actually, if you have to put it more professionally. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and
traits. Challenges.
So do a SWOT analysis of yourself and be like, okay, yo, now like this CV, I'm good academically, so I feel be professor. All of you that are complaining, that you're thinking that me, I will not, lecture is not my way. In the next 10 years, I'm going to visit this podcast. I'm going to cut this part. And you're going to tell me what you are doing as a professor.
And like, you feel the lecture will funnel up safe.
Brass. So, you get me. That I want to end the scenario segment on that. Please think about it. And I've come to understand that people are actually lazy whenever they want to interact with the podcast. Like, you niggas, I fuck with what you do because you listen to the podcast to the very end, which is very scary. Me as a person, this is not something I'm proud of. But because of my final year-ish, I listen to maybe 2-3 podcasts a week. But normally, I suppose yeah, like 5-10. This will make I learn, make I grow. But you know, there's a lot of things I'm into. So I get it that listening to podcasts to the very end could be strenuous, and you know, you enjoy it that much to listen to the very end. Some of them are they cut them. They yam, maybe they hear 10 minutes for Monday, hear 20 minutes for Tuesday, so that you go yam for the full week, whatever works for you. But we need to interact at one point, because you cannot just be hearing it, and you know, I'm not there to answer your questions real time, right? That's one of the reasons why we have a Telegram group. There's a link in the description. Anything you are feeling that you feel like you want to have discussion about, if it's my personal DM too, let's get interactive. We dropped a giveaway that, okay, y'all is gonna enjoy free, what is it called, free photo shoot. Only one person turned up, and it was really, I was like, wait, who doesn't like free things? You niggas were giving you a free photo shoot and you do not want. I know, voila. We have, this is going to be the last opportunity anyways. If you want a free photo shoot from the podcast, courtesy and art, we have 5 slots. One person has gotten the first slot. If we have 4 more slots, come into my DM and tell me that, okay, you want a free photo. It's as easy as that and simple as ABC, right? I'm already rounding up. I'm just trying to do the customary things. We've been saying about Global here all of this period of the time for the podcast. He has listed places that he has got land. He mentioned Campo, Shele. Is there any more anywhere around? Bro, people, places in Abeokuta. If you are thinking of settling there, because Abeokuta is one of the most peaceful places that you can ever settle down within this West. So if you're thinking of getting landed properties in Abeokuta, bro, so you know the fucking vibe. And because you're coming from the podcast, you are going to be driven to the location inside AC. Bro, no stress. Everything. They go carry you come. Just because you come from the podcast. So like I said, we try to give you the very best of things. And in the very next segment, you're going to get a sound, what is it called? A recorded segment where we're talking about trading with, you know, cryptocurrency or other sponsors. So please and please, if you're listening to the podcast and you want to trade cryptocurrencies, please trade with Swex Exchange. And lastly, to our last sponsor, Aries Diner, you want to get this. She opens only on Sundays. So if you're thinking that you just go back from church, you're tired, or you just did your laundry on Sunday and you'll be like, okay, you're tired, you cannot cook, get that quality spaghetti and chicken, you know the fucking vibes. On Sunday, you can place an order, and just because you're coming from a podcast, you get 10% discount, and I am guaranteeing you a free delivery. Just because you're coming. See, myself, I don't try now. She wanna they give money for this podcast. I wanna they mean to me. I'm just joking. Yeah, I didn't mean that. I love y'all. Anyways, love and light. Have a wonderful week ahead. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. At whatever time you're listening to us. Thank you very much to Daniel and Wazo. This was really impromptu. We just buzzed them up like this very day that, yo, guys, let's turn up for the podcast, and made them turned up. I really appreciate you. Yeah. Do you have anything to say? You know, to tell the kids. Just, you have to say,
just do you and be you.
Settle for less, you spend less.
If, again, outside cost though. You know the outside though. Outside cost though.
We inside.
But like I said earlier, this is everybody that you are seeing that you think that is doing well. They don't have a past question for life. All of us, like, if it's just they doing for the very first time, nobody be incarnate or anything. So make sure, like Daniel said, do you, knock yourself out, be the best version of you can ever be. Have a wonderful week. See you next week. Interact with the podcast. God bless, God bless, God bless.
It is the digital age. Everything is swift and fast and digital. Trade all forms of digital assets and digital currencies with Swex Exchange. Visit our office at 4th Floor Conference Hotel at Presidential Boulevard, 1 Golf Resort Drive, Okemosan, Abeokuta. Send us a message on WhatsApp 0810-219-2374, or send us a message on Instagram at swags_exchange.
Don't forget to check out previous episodes of this podcast, drop a rating or a review to let others know how amazing this podcast is. Also, kindly subscribe to whichever podcasting platform you're listening from.